Welcome to another offering of Heavenly Blessings with Linda Dillon, channel for the Council of Love, and author of several books, including her latest, The Jesus Book. And I'm your host, Suzanne Maresca. We are so excited to be welcoming Ashira to the show again to share with us some details about the current energies affecting the planet and all life upon her. As you may know, Ashira is the commander of the Unified Forces of the Outer Galaxies, and he's taking time out of his likely very full dance card to have this discussion. Recently, there was a video of what's been called a large wave of energy from an unknown source, and it's very exciting because it's a scientific observation of what's previously been invisible. The wave is far more powerful than any solar flare, and it's affecting the entire planet. And there's also been a crazy number of earthquakes in the past 48 hours as well. So hooray for our guest coming to say what's really going on. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Susie, and good morning, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. And this is our year.
Wow, so much going on.
I tell you, when even when we had the winter solstice webinar and Jesus talked about the year of fulfillment, I felt that we had started then. But boy, I have to tell you, in the last couple of days, this energy is so intense.
Yeah.
And I know I'm noticing on Facebook a lot of people even commenting, like, I'm knocked sideways, I'm sleeping
for 12 hours, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, okay, lie down and let it come in.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is open and receive.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, that's true. It just feels like time to relax, exactly. Just be here. Don't make yourself do anything. If your body says lay down, lay the heck down.
And keep saying yes. You know,
oh, absolutely.
Don't judge it. Let go of all your programs, all your vasanas, all your coercion.
Go with the flow.
Let them just dissolve.
Yes.
Just let it come. And before we get started, I wanted to also mention that this is going to be a busy year for me.
Oh.
Teaching a whole slew of classes.
Really?
But the first one is the How to Channel class.
Oh,
and
I can personally vouch for it.
yes, you can, can't you? And
yeah.
I think Steve can, too. But we start, it's a webinar series, and it's on alternating Saturdays, starting January 28th, because I wanted to have people get a chance to grab their breath after the holidays. But now it's like, I want you to grab your breath with this intense energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's an hour and a half, a couple of hours, alternating Saturdays. And I have to tell you, this is one of the most fun and intense classes, because I would say 99% of people who have taken this class are channeling and still channeling. This is the fourth time I've done the webinar, and I've done the in-person class many, many times. But the formula that the council gave us, I mean, it just works. It helps you get the additional energy, which we're
mm-hmm.
getting plenty of,
mm-hmm.
and just step aside so you can, you know, talk to your guardian angels, the archangels, the masters, whomever you choose, in ways that are clear and reliable.
Yes, exactly. And if I might add that, for, you know, everyone is different and we all have different ways of channeling, and I'm, you know, if we could just be in a conversation and information could be coming through. So, you know, that's the way it was for me. It just sharpened my connection. It opened my connection further. It made it more clear. And I have to say also, I found recently that the happier I am, and the more hydrated I am, the clearer the communication from our friends in the rafters.
Absolutely. And I think happiness is a huge part of it. When you're in the joy, I mean, my goal, and I know the council's goal, for all of us, and certainly as we go through ascension and become truly our interdimensional selves, is that really is just an ongoing conversation. I have people all the time saying, well, do you channel for yourself? And I can't even tell you the last time I formally channeled for myself, because it is an ongoing conversation.
Exactly.
With that unseen realm constantly. And
yes.
That's what you want.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's the whole idea of channeling. So, you know, it's you're right, it is the stepping aside, but the stepping aside portion could simply be releasing your belief structures of like, ooh, I'm making it up, or that voice couldn't possibly be someone else. It's all me, and blah, blah, blah. Well, in a way, it actually is all me, but, you know, it's all everything else, too.
Right. That sense of separation is gone.
Yes.
The delineation between us and everything is gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, thank
True.
God. So, how to channel, go to the councilofloves.com website, and we'll see you there.
All right, we are rambling. All right, so all right, we can get on with it then with the fabulous galactic meditation.
Yes, we can.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you. And so let's begin this fabulous new year, this year of fulfillment, by taking a nice deep breath of Halion. Halion is the chakra that sits at the base of your rib cage, and it is the color of mint green, shot through like electric lightning bolts of electric or electro blue. And it swirls together. And this ray, this color, is the bridge between your upper and lower chakras. But it is also your bridge to your star family, to your star brothers and sisters. So relax into your chair, your bed, your floor, your car seat, wherever you are. And take a nice deep breath of that fresh mint green. Breathe it in through your nose. Hold it for a sec. Out through your mouth. And in this case, feel yourself sinking down, stopping briefly in your heart center, and going down to your Halion bridge, to the base of your rib cage. Now breathe in that electric blue, that brilliant cobalt blue, the color of Mother Mary's blue diamond plus, plus, plus. And breathe in that blue. And send it like those lightning bolts, like those shards of electricity, down to your Halion center. And as this chakra opens up broader, broader, remember your chakras are open 12 inches in front, 12 inches in back. And what we're going to do is simply spin that bridge, spin that Halion bridge out through your room, wherever you are, through the ceiling, through the sky, through that beautiful blue dome. Let's spin it out, this magical bridge of Halion, to the mothership of the Neptune, to the mothership of the unified forces of the outer galaxies, the ship I call home. Feel yourself traveling further and further. Along this mint green, the out-breath of Gaia, the fragrance of spring, fortified and strengthened by the blue, until you can see this massive ship, the landing docks, feel yourself alight. As those massive doors open, and you step inside, welcomed by your family and friends, perhaps your beloved, or members of your crew, or perhaps new friends. It matters not, because we are all one. We are all one, united in heart and purpose. Greetings, I am Ashira. I am Ashira of Neptune. Yes, commander of the unified forces of the outer galaxies.
Welcome.
And welcome to you, dearest, old friend, recent friend, ancient ally, and welcome to all of you. And in what you think of as a new year, and what we have adapted to as a new year, we welcome you in this time of change, of excitement. Yes, at moments, exhaustion. And what you have learned is fulfillment. There is so much that is transpiring upon your planet of Gaia and so far beyond. So I am honored and pleased and excited to come this day and to speak to you as my family, my friends, my allies, not simply of matters of universal importance, but more, I guess you would say, of our part, our positioning, and what we are doing. You have been penetrated and are being penetrated continually by the Mother's tsunami of One, and so are we. These electromagnetic pulses that are being identified and noticed, that is putting it mildly, upon your planet are impulses that are being sent by us. Yes, the unified forces. But it is also being done in tandem and in cooperation with many of the fleets. And it is a benevolent, non-intrusive. Yes, we do use that word very specifically. According to the regulations, I guess you would say, of the Intergalactic Council, who also, by the way, sends their greetings. But it is a non-intrusive energy that we send to you. And it has not been felt previously, and I mean ever, upon your planet. It is an energy that has not heretofore been shared or made available to you because you are not ready and you are not of a construction or of a light quotient, either individually or collectively, that could truly incorporate the level of this energy without harm. It would have been too intrusive, and your body cells, your atoms, were not organized in such a way as to be able to smoothly incorporate this energy. But now you have advanced, and of course, while the energy, which, by the way, I wish to preface, this energy is what you can think of and what we would call by two terms, sheer energy, which the Council of Love has spoken of for decades, but also the energy specifically in our scientific terms is called Porlana, see? Yes, P-O-R-L-A-N-A, new word, capital C. That is the term for this energy, and it is important for all beings upon the planet to understand the gift that is being sent and rendered unto you. It is a gift of love, and that is why we will often use the term sheer energy. It is the energy that we use that you can think of as a life source energy, a soul source energy, a fully interdimensional energy. That is a significant upgrade to assist you in the full assumption of your light bodies and of the quotient of light required to complete your ascension. We are not interfering. Let us be clear about that. But this is something that the mother, and through her the father, have given acknowledgement and permission to share with you. It is the energy that we use to create, but it is also the energy that sustains much of our very being, not in totality, but shall I say, for you, it is like the fuel of food. Now, it is not that we don't eat food, but the life force is Porlanasi. If you wish to envision this energy that we so graciously, generously, and humbly share with you, send to you, you may think of it as a very fluorescent blue. In fact, it is the blue that is part and parcel of your Halion chakra. And so it is not simply electro blue or electric blue. It is the Porlana Sea blue, which if you have seen a gas stove or a gas flame, it is similar to that, but a lot more of the violet built in. The violet flame of Saint Germain is akin, related to this Porlana Sea. But there are significant scientific variations in the quotients, etc. We are sending this to assist you as your family, as your comrades, as your colleagues, as your friends, to assist you in this journey. Now, one of the reasons that I, as commander, have asked to step forward at this time and share this information is I do not want there to be misunderstanding. But from our perspective, from our hearts to your hearts. This is a gift of monumental proportions. And yes, it is clearly measurable by what you call scientific equipment. And that is important because it is yet another step in the human race and those who want to announce or admit our presence but have not had enough evidence to push the wave of non-acceptance away. So it is yet another component of how we are announcing ourselves. But we are not simply giving you this energy to announce ourselves, although that is a huge benefit on both sides. It is of such a magnitude that I, as commander, step forward. Yes, in tandem with the Intergalactic Council and the many fleets, to say this is our present to you. So it is not simply a small token sent in the mail. It is a sheer energy that is enveloping your planet in a circular fashion so that all is encompassed, all is received. Now, each of you is feeling, particularly those of you who are sensitive, perceptive, open, each of you is feeling this in a different way. But even within the collective, there is no denying the magnitude of the gift. If you wish to intensify your personal receipt of our gift to you, of this sheer energy, Porlanasi, what you would do is open your crown and to feel as if you have literally that your central corridor from your crown to your root. And yes, you can continue into Gaia, for she is like a sponge in this matter. To simply see that you have been cracked wide open, and your entire chakras, your meridians, your central column is being filled with this blue fluorescent energy. The energy that we are identifying to you as Porlanasi is of a very electromagnetic nature. This is how we operate. This is what we do. And so, in a personal sense, when you are doing your individual work, which we, by the way, do on a regular basis, all of us who are on board ship, you fill yourself with this energy. Because it is sheer energy, it is sheer life force, and it is an energy of such a nature of an octave that you are able now to incorporate it. So there will be no dissembling of some essential functioning of your body. Many who are healers or in the healing professions have been subtly aware of this energy, but now will begin to more readily incorporate this into their being. So it is, this is the reason that I step forward. Are there many things that we would like to talk about this day? Most certainly. But this has been the most significant. And one of the reasons, and I know I will give you a moment, Susie, but let me conclude in this way. One of the reasons, not only that we want you to know how we are working with you, is that there has been a modicum of fear of those who embrace the theory of Armageddon or disaster with these pulses coming to the planet. The sheer energy, while its sole function or its primary function is not clearing or cleansing, but rather an infusion, it does have that effect because you cannot be filled with what we term life force, sheer energy, if there are other blockages apparent or in the way. So it is also with Gaia, with the kingdoms, particularly the animal kingdom. So if there have been areas where grief or desolation or murder has been stored, then they will be coming to the surface. But the most dramatic, if you choose to look at it that way, will be within the human species. That is why we encourage those who are ready to incorporate it more fully into their being rather than on the subtle level that is being sent. But this is clearly a choice. That is why we also say that it is non-invasive. So the decision to accept other than the subtle waves of electromagnetic impulses that are being sent to you is clearly your choice. Now, sweet angel of friends, where do you wish to begin?
Oh, my goodness gracious, there's so much, Ashira. Thank you so much for coming today. And on behalf of all of humanity, I would humbly offer my sincere thanks and gratitude for everything that you all have done. Oh, my gosh, you've just given us so much information. Okay. This is electromagnetic energy, okay? Do we need to concern ourselves with EMFs here now? We just have this great big concern. We have to protect ourselves from our technology. So could you talk about that a little bit?
Why would you drop into fear?
Well, no, I'm just asking a question.
No.
Okay.
But understand, okay, if we do not call it fear, then we call it strong concern. You
okay.
are shielded from most of what you would think of as harmful electromagnetic frequencies.
So
that has
go ahead.
That has been part of the adjustments and the attunements that have been given to you actually over the past couple of years.
Okay.
If you wish to have a visual, you can think that etherically that many of you are wrapped in layers of cotton batten so that nothing is really penetrating you. Now, when you, and I am not talking about vigilance or common sense, because that is something we are heartily supportive of. But when there are those who are truly concerned about this, they have need to go back and to have the opportunity to allow these ancient past lives injuries when they have been either injured or eliminated or witnessed devastation through the use of these impulses in other times to be eradicated, because that is where most of the concern comes from. Now, having said that, and I would in other situations defer to some of my engineers, but let me share. By training, in fact, my background was as engineer. that is how, if you want to think of it that way, I ascended through the ranks. It was not simply because of parents or lineage, but what we have done in the past, 20 years, 50 years, is we have modified many of the electromagnetic frequencies and impulses that are upon your planet, and also those that have been sent to your planet. Now, we have had discussions where we have talked about how we intervene with chemtrails or with flying missiles, and we negate or we soften energy. So much of that is already attended to. Much of what we do with you and in tandem for you as part of our partnership, both current and future, is not known. And that is all right. It is not like we are looking for a thank you note or anything. But let us reassure you. So right now there are many who are saying, be on high alert, because there are these very strange electromagnetic impulses coming to your planet. What I am saying to you, and my reason for stepping forth this day, is to say, first of all, you could not duck it or ignore it if you wanted to, but to reassure you, this is our gift. What we are doing, essentially, is sharing with you our essence of life force.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I don't know that there's really language to say more than that at this point, but I just would like to share a vision that I've had for years now that, and it's kind of weird, I guess, but the sun basically coupling with the Earth, and that the Earth becomes like this blue star planet. And so I'm reminded of that when you talk about the fluorescent blue and breathing the blue and all that. So could you say anything about that?
Many of you know the blue star planet. Many of you have the blue star actually as a signature or as an implant within your solar plexus. And you have carried that energy, not simply a symbol, but an energy, for a very long time. You can think of this as the imprint and the soul memory of your beloved Galatea. Galatea was a twin planet to Gaia. And in many ways, you shared the same physicality, even missions. Galatea was destroyed through good intention by those who wish to uplift the planet. Many of you who are listening will remember this, the coming together to lift and to bring the entire planet and the collective of the people through the portal of what you think of as ascension. Not your ascension, but ascension of a type. But what that did, my friend, was that it interfered with the mother's design of free choice. And the dissonant energy was of such a nature, the incompatibility was of such a nature that the entire planet imploded. Not just those who have been the agents of ascension, but all Galateans have carried that imprint of the blue star within them, and the time when it seemed as if the sun and the earth merged. This is important, and I am glad that you have brought this up, because even for those to whom the blue star does not resonate, it is important that all understand that this willingness factor, this choice and decision factor, individually and collectively, is vitally important. And so that the strategy, and yes, I am commander, so I do think in terms of strategy. So the strategy for the ascension of Gaia, of Earth, of Terra Gaia, and of humanity is of a nature where free choice is intact. Now, we have witnessed much of the disarray upon your sweet planet. She is a most patient being. But we have witnessed this disarray. And so what you are doing, each of you, my friends, each of you, my colleagues, my allies, our allies, you are not overriding in any way, shape, or form any person's, individual's free choice, but you are making the pathway of love, the pathway of joy and peace, so attractive that that is the choice they make. You are at the time, your collective is at the time. You have already passed that, sweet ones, but you are the way showers. You are at the time of massive redirection, rechoice, redefinition for the collective. That is part and parcel of the gift of the Porlana Sea. It is an amplifying energy of wholeness and of love, a strengthening of will. We must be clear about that as well. If you feel that your will has been fortified and brought up 12,000 notches, you are correct. Your sense of direction is being clarified. It is the only way this energy of sheer energy of Porlana Sea that we have endured and continued on. So in this time of earthly redirection, new choice, rejoice, perhaps rejoice, that you will feel that this is happening and that you are being supported in this way. Is this clear?
Yes, it's very clear. Is there an end or a transition point chosen yet, or is that in flux since we are such a dynamic bunch of creatures on this planet?
You are a delightful, supreme collection of creatures. You know, Yeshua and the Mother and Saint Francis and Archangel Michael, they have all talked about how they have chosen you. But we have chosen you as well. You know, there are times when you tend to think, and I mean you, the human beings, tend to think that you are a ragtag lot of misaligned individuals. And we see that and we laugh. sometimes we laugh because it is true. Sometimes we laugh because it is pathetic. And we mean that because we see who you are. And we don't play with the future, but we are certainly cognizant of the future. And we see the brilliance of what lies ahead. That fortifies us as well. And I know it fortifies all of you to whom I speak this day.
Oh, yes. Well, I feel like...
But let me tell you.
Do.
You are amazing. We have chosen you. Some of us have traveled for thousands and thousands of years to be here at this moment. Now, how we travel is really fast. It's in and out of black holes, white holes. So it is not that there is a voyage lasting thousands of years. That is not what we mean at all. This is not intended to be a movie. But those movies are also signposts for you. That information is very well channeled. So enjoy it.
Oh, I have been enjoying it. To be honest with you, I'm just feeling in happy land. I feel like we finally arrived at a point in our evolution where pure faith is no longer all we have to be going on. It's very exciting.
You are going, and I am not saying, or nor do I wish to in any way, underestimate faith, because it is key. But you are also proceeding with a much larger quotient of knowing.
Mm.
You see, when we say that we don't try and fiddle with the future, but we do operate in a place of knowing, and so do you. Now, does that negate faith? No. And it most certainly increases also the quotient of trust. And it is not simply trust in the unfoldment of the mother's plan. In very practical terms, it is trust of yourself and trust of each other. And when I say each other, I mean the human beings, the implementation team, the boots on the ground, yes, including our boots on the ground. We would not be able to do what we do if we did not have this knowing, which has been growing exponentially in your population. But we also operate from a huge quotient of trust. Now think of it. You do as well, only you don't always label it that way. But I trust that the engineers keep everything flowing.
Mm-hmm.
In your terminology, keep the lights on, the engines running. That is trust. I trust that our command does never injure one another consciously or betray one another. That is trust. These are the realms and the qualities that you are implementing and anchoring within yourself, not merely as esoteric qualities, but as practical living examples of how to go forth as a collective. And I wish to say particularly to the light workers and light holders, you are stellar. You are doing a job that cannot be done by anyone else. We will do and we are doing everything we possibly can. But my friends, you're impressive.
If I might share, I had a vision recently that this planet is, I don't know if it was meant to be originally, but it has certainly turned out to be like a petri dish of creating ambassadors for other missions in the universe and throughout creation, that that because we've managed to navigate the Earth experience however many myriad times we have, it's been preparation for projects of epic proportions.
I would say intergalactic proportions.
Okay.
Yes, there has been a hesitancy on the part of the Council of Love, the Company of Heaven, and certainly our team to talk about this, because our concern has been our, and when I say concern, I do not mean trepidation. I just mean the use of cautious behavior has been not to overwhelm you, because, need I say, you have certainly had enough on your plate. But you are absolutely correct. If you recall what you would think of as long ago, perhaps in 2012, perhaps in 2008, which for us is but a blink of the eye, and in the archangelic terms, not even an eyelash has moved. But in those terms, we have indicated that not only is this the first ascension process in the physicality of maintaining the beautiful form that the Mother and, of course, your sacred self have granted you, but this has been a template, not only the clarification of paradigms and belief systems, but physical restructuring and template of what it means, and that there would be further and future ascensions throughout this universe and far beyond that we'll be able to go forth because of what is happening here right now. The magnitude of that can be at times overwhelming, because you have already felt not the burden, but the mantle of stewardship, the mantle of willingness to step forth in this unfoldment. So we have not talked a great deal about how many of you will choose to go forth to assist other planetary systems in their process of ascension. And in some ways, many of you will be guardians just like us in the ships or in form on planet, boots on the ground, in other planetary realities.
I can just see it.
Them. Yes, you can.
These avatars.
That is something you have chosen. Yes.
Yeah, these avatar bodies were just like experimental units, and it's just so cool. It's very fun. Okay.
You know that when Mikhail tells you that there is always more, which he has told us for eons as well, he means it.
Yeah, always, always. And there's no, you know, we keep, my daughter and I were talking about this yesterday, that, you know, is there an end point? Like, we're feeling pretty clear, but you never know when something else is going to come up and we'll be triggered into some kind of behavior. And is there actually ever an end point? And the answer is, to me, absolutely yes. Because, I mean, does Saint Germain ever engage in bad behavior? I don't think so.
Then I will not tell tales out of school.
No. Well, all right.
No, I am only teasing you, because he is a dear, dear friend.
Yes.
There is an endpoint in terms of what you think of as the old structure or behaviors of the old third, which as a, if you can imagine this, as a physical construct, that building disappeared. So there is an endpoint in that way, but there is always a new adventure.
Oh, yeah.
And I can share with you, when this issue, or this challenge, shall we say, or the temptation of bad behavior is simply gone, it doesn't exist within your molecular structure, right. or your expanded structure, the adventure expands.
Mm.
And it is so much fun.
Yeah.
That is the thing that doesn't get emphasized enough, and that we are encouraging you to play with us. We play. Yes, we have been working flat out on Project Terra Gaia, but we also, it is part of our regimen, our structure, that we play, or that we build in leisure, that we build in meditation, that we build in communal time, that we build in sacred ceremony, family time, and staring at the wall time, because all of this is necessary.
Oh, yeah. And some of the fun, I imagine, in fact, I know it is, down here, there's, you know, orbs have been playing with my cat, so I'm sure that's pretty fun for you guys, too.
There is all kinds of fun, and especially when we play with the animal kingdom. The minerals, not so much.
They're so quiet.
They're very quiet. They tend to move at a slower pace.
Oh.
But we honor them because they have been literally the backbone, the structure that has held this planet together for so long.
Well, we do have some more time, but I would like for you to choose the next thing you would like to discuss, because you said you have lots of things to say.
I would like to talk, if I may, a little about language.
Oh, please do.
Yes, I know. Talk about a change of pace. You are changing your understanding of language. And you are learning, my friends, how to be more specific and clear, vigilant and careful with how you speak. And that is something that we wish to give you praise and kudos for. Now, during this next phase, we encourage you and we support you to take it to the next phase, to more clearly align, and this is a practice, and this is not a criticism, it is advice from a brother.
Mm.
Align with what your heart. Yes, of course, in concert with your mind, with your mental body, with the brilliance that you hold, even when you don't know it. Align with that truth as well. We are not talking about holding your tongue for a particularly, at this point, verbal communication is the primary way that you, and we, by the way, with you, are building community. You have reached the point where you are cautious and vigilant about how you phrase things. So you don't tend to say, even if you are thinking it, don't be ridiculous. Oh,
right.
That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And you will rephrase that as you are advancing into, that's not my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Or what about this perspective? Or I don't think I can agree with that. But certainly in the last while, there has been some redirection. But your heart, and the Porlanasi is going to help with this, my friends.
Mm.
Your hearts are not as open and as clearly aligned with your language, not only as we would hope, but as you would hope. And now I am speaking to the entire collective of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Why on earth or Galatea or Electra or CCC would you ever wish to diminish another? For in diminishing another, you diminish yourself. And it is only reflective of what has need to come and be eradicated within you. Now, while it is important, and with the energies that are being sent to you by the Company of Heaven, by the Mother, by us, that these issues will come to the forefront, they are for relinquishing, not for acting out. When you, in your mind or in your heart, naysay another, you are naysaying and diminishing your sacred self. And what you are doing in that is that you are dismissing or rejecting the potential of genuine relationship, of sacred relationship, even with a stranger, of that potential for true union. And that is the way, of course, that the ascended being acts, feels. You say, well, I will wait till I ascend because in the meanwhile, there are plenty of jerks around. No, my friend, that is not how it works. So when you find yourself in this situation, yes, it sometimes is good if you are not through your cleansing process to simply switch to paro, which is, of course, the language of simple facts. But simultaneously, or even after the fact when you have a moment, to look at your heart, to look at what you call your feelings, and say, why do I feel that way? I don't want to feel that way. And to let it go, because in this, you open the door to love. All beings, at one juncture upon this evolutionary highway, act in ways that are or can be perceived as less than. Yes, all beings have their jerky moments. That does not diminish their divinity. When you emphasize the lesser, then that is what you are going to get. When you emphasize and acknowledge the divinity, then that is what you are going to get. You are on the brink, and many of you are already very clearly telepathic. That is your next step.
Hmm.
Now, that passageway, that equipment, has not been fully turned on because of these comments that are still lingering in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
But we are very anxious for that to occur, as I know you are. So this is your friendly commander simply saying, you are doing exceptionally well in the advancement of your communication.
Well,
you are learning the languages that we speak.
Mm-hmm.
But check the back door. Check your heart, my friends.
Right. Yeah. It's a good opportunity to be very mindful with our, not only our words, but our thoughts as well. Just keep it clean, really.
That is correct. Because that is what you are building. That is what is so phenomenally exciting. You are building a clean planet.
Mm-hmm.
In every sense of the word. And we are so excited.
Oh, my goodness gracious. As I am, as there are many, I can say we are also excited. We are excited.
Go with my gift of Porlanasi on behalf of all
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love you too. Thank you so much. Very much gratitude.
Farewell.
Farewell.
May the long time sun shine upon.